It's time for You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. They bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
I get like a tweet of like someone's screenshot of how like Rodgers and Adams like won their matchup for them. Like, sorry it didn't work for you, but look at this. How about this?
Oh, that's...
Die.
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
This continues a three-year run of winning a ton of regular season games, best three-year regular season winning percentage we've ever had to start a career. But he also was going to have the MVP on his team. And can the coach of the year and the MVP very likely come from the same team? Now, Lamar Jackson and Harbaugh, I believe, both won MVP and coach of the year a few years ago. So this isn't like an exclusion thing. It's just, it's part of the process, though.
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
You're damn right it is. You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here with you on the BetQL network. Every game here is game seven, and the only BS you're gonna get, bets and sports, none of the hot take variety, as we come live today, as always, in the hashtag plethora of places. Odyssey.com, the Odyssey app, BetQLnetwork.com, the BetQL app, Odyssey stations nationwide as part of the BetQL network, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports, and Twitch.tv/BetQL. As Ken and I get set to bring you the wagertainment for the next 4 hours as we talk all things sports betting. Proudly presented today and always by the Bet River Sportsbook, your football betting powerhouse all season long. The real ones know that Bet Rivers is there. Hometown Sportsbook. The real ones also know that hopefully no one trademarks real ones know because it belongs to Nick Costos. BetRivers.com and the BetRivers app. The real ones also know about BetQL. Unless Odyssey trademarks that also, in which case I'm going to be really upset. But until then, the real ones know about BetQL. They know that BetQL's got all the tools they need to take down the sportsbooks. They know that BetQL's got the experts and the algorithms and, of course, the five-star plays, which we will give you over the course of the show today. BetQL.com. And the BetQL app. On this F3, three words, all three of them, start with the letter F. Phenomenal.
Yep.
Football.
Two for two.
Friday.
Bing bong.
January, two other words that start with F. January 14th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Our show is on Twitter, at You Better You Bet. We are back and better than ever. Maybe one of those two things is true. It's not better than ever. YBYB Sports on Instagram until our big content meeting next week, our strategy meeting. I am on Twitter and Instagram at the Costos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S, and Ken Barkley, your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper, on Twitter at Lockie Lockerson. Two tremendous guests coming your way today on a phenomenal Football Friday. Brad Evans joins us, as he does each and every phenomenal Football Friday. SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio and Bally Sports giving us winning prop plays for Super Wild Card Weekend. And Evan Silva, the maestro of matchups, joins us from EstablishTheRun.com to break down all the games Super Wild Card Weekend. Plus, super content for Super Wild Card Weekend. There's a lot of it. I've spent a lot of time this morning going over all this stuff. So here's what we're going to give you today. Giving props. We're going to go over all the props and giving props. BetQL.com/props. And we're going to tell you over or under on all of these different props. We're going to help you win $2,000 this week and get you entered into the $10,000 random grand prize giveaway at the conclusion of the postseason. We are going to go over the following markets. Who will lead the NFL playoffs in passing yards, rushing yards, and receiving yards? Can't wait to have that conversation with my guy, Ken Barkley. We know everyone loves same-game parlays, and yes, we understand that same-game parlays are not the best way to win money long-term as a sports bettor. We're talking beer or pizza money down on big bets to hopefully win us a lot of money. They're a lot of fun, and we're going to have that as content interwoven into the show today and moving forward for the NFL postseason. Same-game parlays for the five games coming up on Super Wild Card Weekend. Obviously, all our content for the Rams and Cardinals will be saved for the magnificent Football Monday edition of You Better You Bet. Side and total, of course, as well, for all five games this weekend. Super Wild Card Weekend, final hour, the actual power hour, I guess the power hour proper. NBA, College Hoops, National Hockey League. Ken, it's a phenomenal Football Friday. We stand on the precipice of Super Wild Card Weekend. We're locked and loaded. How you doing? Also, thank God for the Oregon Ducks.
Right. I'm doing great. Thank God for, well, two things that start with O, right? Thank God for Oregon. Thank God for overnights. Those two things really saved us last night from a pretty brutal NBA slate. And yeah, it was a really up and down betting night last night and everything. But I think the place I'd like to start, and I know we're kind of getting your connection squared away a little bit, but just, well, I would say we're there, but you and I are doing a show at 8 a.m. Saturday morning, so we're not really there. We'll be there after the 8 a.m. tomorrow show, and we'll promote that, obviously. As we go through the show, we're almost there. One of my absolute favorite weekends of the year. Divisional weekend's also phenomenal. Phenomenal Football Friday, so looking forward to that, too. Putting together some of the like same game parlays, and I'll be curious to get your thoughts on it as well. Some of them are just absolutely exceptional. So as we said, we're not trying to like, you know, publicize anything where it is, you know, these are insane money making opportunities or like a stockbroker trying to sell you a stock, like it's about to go through the roof. Like you got to get in right now. You got to do it. I think I had more fun putting together my same game parlays than I've had with most betting exercise. Sometimes betting feels like work. You just make numbers and you're just betting based off like spreadsheets and projections and confidence intervals, and it can just be, it can feel like a grind. College basketball certainly feels like a grind sometimes. College football feels like a grind sometimes, although the national title game was obviously really fun. NFL doesn't feel as much like a grind. We spend a lot of time on it on the show, but the same game parlays specifically were just this, like, it was like playing on a playground or like a swing set compared to some of the work that I normally do on putting together some of these bets. It was, I'm very excited, Nick, to share them. And the goal I had was each one. So we will go through five of the six playoff games today, with Monday Night Football being the only one that we're not. And we'll save that for Monday show, obviously, the Cardinals and the Rams. My goal was to put together one that I thought had a right. Kingsbury and McVay coming over tonight, unless they punt instead. Unless then they're not coming.
Kicking field goals, fourth and goal from the two, coming over tonight. We're gonna punt the ball, coming over tonight.
My goal was to have each same game parlay be 20-1 or better, and I have achieved it. I know you have a couple that you're that are completely insane. Talk a little bit about. I mean, you can talk about a little about the same game parlays, but just I had a lot of fun putting these together. Honestly, whether they're plus EV or not, and they're not. I had a lot of fun putting these together, and I got to be honest, I kind of like every single one of them. I actually I put a lot of time into this, and I actually really enjoyed it. Yeah.
The only, so I have Vegas Bengals 22-1.
I'm 20.
Patriots Bills 40-1.
I'm 22.
Eagles Bucks 28-1.
I'm 25.
Dallas San Francisco is kind of a lame one for me. 16-1.
40.
Oh. Well, you won't beat this next one. My Pittsburgh, Kansas City.
I know you said this.
Is 140-1.
Sure. How does it lose?
Actually, in about 97 different ways, it can lose and will lose, I'm sure.
I mean, amazing. That's the one where I had to struggle to get to 20. Sound. Yeah.
Like,
oh,
but
yeah.
It is. It's like, but what it is basically, and this is what I find, right? With doing the same game parlay, it's like, if this, then this, then this, and all the things are kind of interconnected.
It's an if-then statement. Right.
Yes.
If-then statement. Yep, absolutely.
So it's like, if I get the first if in the 140, mm-hmm. I think it might be in business, like to actually
cash. I'm with you. I did all of these as a series of if-then statements, anchored it in side or total of each game. So it's like, well, if, so things we've been talking about the whole week. Like a little, like a little teaser, just a little, not a conventional teaser. We'll do those in the show too, but just a tease of, so like Raiders Bengals, I gave like a title to each one. So like this one is called like Raiders.
Man, this is
awesome.
Well,
it's not, this isn't like, I didn't get like artsy. This one's just called like Raiders Keep It Close. So it's, and I was going to do Raiders Path to Victory and do one with their money line in it, but it's basically like, okay, if the Raiders cover this number, how do they probably do it? They do it with this and this and this and this.
Well, do
so
you
if
like
they cover
the in the game? It should be like the autumn win ...
Right.
Keeping it under the total.
The autumn. It depends on, these are not intended to be artsy. They're just sort of like, this is what the parlay is about. It's the actual, like, it's the topic sentence basically.
Okay.
My Patriots Bills one is called It's Too Damn Cold. That's the last name of my Patriots Bills one. And then the other ones are pretty straightforward and have a lot to do with what's in the parlay, so I won't ruin those. But yeah, it was a lot more fun even than I was expecting, and I thought it'd be pretty fun.
I think, by the way, as we do a little producing on the air here, so next week for divisional weekend, and we can do it for Championship Sunday also, I think we need Scott to do like the harp dream sequence music, sure, and voice like the narration for each same game parlay. So it's like on Saturday in Cincinnati, or like our Saturday night in Buffalo, it's too damn cold. And as a result, we think this, this, and this. I don't know if that's a good idea or not. Maybe it's something there, maybe not. Anyway.
Something like that. Yeah, but there's narratives guiding the same game parlay. It was a lot more fun, honestly, than I was expecting.
And we'll do a lot on Super Wild Card Weekend. Just because, you know, sometimes people say to us, oh, you guys always brag when you win. Like, what about when you lose? It's like, okay, well, we come on and we say when we lose. I won a lot of money on Monday night. Georgia was one of my biggest bets that I made of the football season. Like, financially, it was really good. Last night was really bad.
The NBA last night is what we're really referring to.
Well, right? No. I never like to throw my guy Bill under the bus, but
did hockey not go great either?
Ooh, no. Man.
Bill. We got dump trucked.
Oh, no.
Railroaded, jackhammered.
Yeah, all of them.
It was, and look, that's all good. Bill has definitely won a lot more than he's lost this year. No problem. Now, look, like, the pain for me was numbed by I played 2 hours of the Final Fantasy VII Remake on PlayStation 5 with my girlfriend away for the weekend, so it was fine. But, ooh.
You got rid of your hair, too. Was that because of the bets last night? I don't have any money to offer you. Take this.
I feel like it's going to look good in a few days. I feel like it's too short, and I also got my beard too short.
It's got like a kind of a Neo Matrix when he gets out of the Matrix. Why are you wearing blue light glasses? My eyes hurt. It's because you've never used them before.
I don't know if I feel like it's going to look really good. I should have kept my beard a little longer. I'm like not pleased overall. Like it looks worse on camera now than it does on YouTube.
it's Neo Matrix when you come out of the, when you're out of the whatever liquid pod, incubation pod, whatever it is. You're just missing the thing on your head to plug the thing into. Yeah.
It's not great, right?
It's okay.
Like when I did it last year, it looked a lot better, right?
Yes.
Well, it's because like it was a little longer. That's all it has to be. It's like the top is a little longer. It'll look good in like
this
3 days.
This is a very, very short-term problem. Oh, by the way, like aside from doing the show, you're just sitting at your house playing Final Fantasy VII. So you're going to be okay. You're going to be all right.
Yeah. Yes. Scott is very nice, writes in our show chat. You can pull it off, Nick. Don't worry about it. Scott, this is the only thing in life I do worry about.
To be fair, and you know, Scott, one of the most positive people I think that I've ever met. If you came on camera wearing a clown mask, he'd be like, it's not that bad. It's not that colorful. You're good.
Yeah. So look, I'm not pleased. And it's not.
You're fine. Think about how great the weekend's going to be. Playoff games, you with a PS5 and Final Fantasy VII Remake. Like, that's your weekend. Did you get the iced coffees already or no?
Oh, yeah.
Is that numero uno or numero dos?
That's numero dos. Numero uno is this morning. Numero tres will be tomorrow. Now, I did not get four.
Quattro? Numero catorce?
Well, no. Yeah. I'm going to go back. Catorce is 14.
It's 14. It was because the U2 song. That's why I was doing it.
Yes. No, it doesn't give me vertigo coffee.
Uno, dos,
so
tres.
I'll go.
Caffeine.
At some point in between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. tomorrow, I will acquire coffee for Sunday as well.
Okay. Very important acquisition. Very, very important.
Yeah.
How you doing right now? Like, tomorrow? So you're, you know, the hair and the whatever. This is like superficial complaining. That's fine. How you doing energy wise? You okay? You good right now? It's a big weekend. Okay. It's a big weekend. Make sure you're doing okay.
What do you mean? Why wouldn't I be doing okay?
Just because you usually have 17 consecutive radio hits on Friday.
I do. I'm highly, Ken, when the red light turns on, you're always going to get my, I may want to walk into traffic off the air,
right?
But you're going to get my best effort on the air.
Well, I feel like this way when we get to break and you're like, I'm totally done. It'll be a shock.
I don't think that, that's going to happen. I don't know. It took me like, I don't know. Within the last couple of weeks, I feel like I've like figured it out to a degree.
Sure.
I don't really know.
Well, this show is too fun. This show specifically, like Friday show right before Wildcard Weekend, this stuff's too fun. Like I'm not
well,
gonna
like,
out.
When we're in like the middle of thick of the season, it's tough. It's tough.
Oh, like the week 10 Friday show? I'm probably like, I don't like sports anymore. I'm done with sports.
Yeah, actually.
Maybe I'll go to law school.
Now I like football again. Like I hate football when we're like week 8. Like go away from it, please.
Of of the six games that you were asked about during all of your media hits today, like, which one do you feel like you had the best, like, minute on, where you were like, this is the best?
I don't know, man. I feel like my stuff is pretty dynamite on everything.
Well, like, clearly. Really? You don't have one where you're like, I am about to just smash this?
Like, in terms of, like, the bet that I feel the best about, or, like, that I made the best
case? No, the answer. The answer to the question. Because you're asked about every game. I was asked about every game.
Probably, like, the total in, like, the Patriots-Bills game.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's your... I already know what your minute is, and it's pretty good.
Well, it's basically... Good. Yeah, it's like, it's a regular
it's
game.
It's contrarian. Yeah, contrarian.
Like, everyone's like, oh, well, there's going to be no point scored in the game. It's like, why? Why will there be? Just because it's cold? Like, I don't know if I agree.
Well, I was asked, like, should we bet every under because it's like a playoff game, like how other sports in the postseason, the scoring goes down. And I go, well, here's the problem. Like, how many people have you talked to about Bills Patriots that say, hey, it's going to be zero. I think it's a shootout. Like, no one's saying that. So I was like, then your theory kind of falls flat if everyone's thinking the same way about the game.
All right. So, yeah, we got a lot of content coming up here. So I guess for the rest of the hour, we'll do, like those specialty markets we talked about, like rushing, receiving, passing.
Yeah, that sounds good. Sorry, I was in Cleveland.
I'd like to win some bets tonight. So hopefully, like, you got some, you feel good about the NBA. Like, I'm betting Illinois first half.
Well, I felt good about it last night. Well, but Michigan, yeah, that game's really interesting. I like Michigan in that game, but
are we going to bet Nebraska at 6:30?
What, plus 20?
Yeah.
I don't really want to. It's okay. Awesome. Purdue hasn't played that well. I think they're sitting on a big performance.
I love the Heat tonight.
Oh, really? I think I like the over in that game.
All right, well, yeah. At least Warriors Bucks was over for us quickly.
I mean, whew.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Quick break here on a Phenomenal Football Friday. On the other side, passing, rushing, receiving markets for the duration of the NFL playoffs.